Section C. Compound dictation. Negotiations work wonders. This is particularly so in international business, since it is mostly through negotiations that exporters and importers bridge their differences and reach a fair and mutually satisfactory deal. By presenting a more comprehensive negotiating package in a well-planned and organized manner, exporters should be able to improve the effectiveness of their business discussions, and in the long term, the profitability of their export operations. To avoid being confronted by costly demands, an exporter should try to determine the buyer's real interest in the product from the outset. This can be ascertained through appropriate questions, but must also be based on research and other preparations before the negotiations. Only then can a suitable counter-proposal be presented. To achieve a favorable outcome from the negotiations, an exporter should draw up a plan of action beforehand, which addresses a few key issues. Experienced negotiators consider that as much as 80% of their overall time devoted to negotiations should go to such preparations. The preliminary work should be aimed at obtaining relevant information on the target market and the buyers of the product. It should also include developing counterproposals if objections are raised on any of the exporter's opening negotiating points. The preparations should thus involve formulating the negotiating strategy and tactics. In international marketing negotiations, it is advisable for small and medium-sized exporters not to limit their discussions to pricing issues. Although pricing is a key factor in any business transaction, exporters should give more attention to the full range of marketing factors. They should stress the strengths of their forms and products and match them with the perceived needs of the buyers. Once these issues have been covered, they can consider the question of price and are able to develop a profitable business. Now the passage will be read again. Negotiations work wonders. This is particularly so in international business, since it is mostly through negotiations that exporters and importers bridge their differences and reach a fair and mutually satisfactory deal. By presenting a more comprehensive negotiating package in a well-planned and organized manner, exporters should be able to improve the effectiveness of their business discussions, and in the long term, the profitability of their export operations. To avoid being confronted by costly demands, an exporter should try to determine the buyer's real interest in the product from the outset. This can be ascertained through appropriate questions, but must also be based on research and other preparations before the negotiations. Only then can a suitable counter-proposal be presented. To achieve a favorable outcome from the negotiations, an exporter should draw up a plan of action beforehand, which addresses a few key issues. Experienced negotiators consider that as much as 80% of their overall time devoted to negotiations should go to such preparations. The preliminary work should be aimed at obtaining relevant information on the target market and the buyers of the product. It should also include developing counterproposals if objections are raised on any of the exporter's opening negotiating points. The preparations should thus involve formulating the negotiating strategy and tactics. In international marketing negotiations, it is advisable for small and medium-sized exporters not to limit their discussions to pricing issues. Although pricing is a key factor in any business transaction, exporters should give more attention to the full range of marketing factors. They should stress the strengths of their forms and products and match them with the perceived needs of the buyers. Once these issues have been covered, they can consider the question of price and are able to develop a profitable business. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Negotiations work wonders. This is particularly so in international business, since it is mostly through negotiations that exporters and importers bridge their differences and reach a fair and mutually satisfactory deal. By presenting a more comprehensive negotiating package in a well-planned and organized manner, exporters should be able to improve the effectiveness of their business discussions, and in the long term, the profitability of their export operations. To avoid being confronted by costly demands, an exporter should try to determine the buyer's real interest in the product from the outset. This can be ascertained through appropriate questions, but must also be based on research and other preparations before the negotiations. Only then can a suitable counter-proposal be presented. To achieve a favorable outcome from the negotiations, an exporter should draw up a plan of action beforehand, which addresses a few key issues. Experienced negotiators consider that as much as 80% of their overall time devoted to negotiations should go to such preparations. The preliminary work should be aimed at obtaining relevant information on the target market and the buyers of the product. It should also include developing counterproposals if objections are raised on any of the exporter's opening negotiating points. The preparations should thus involve formulating the negotiating strategy and tactics. In international marketing negotiations, it is advisable for small and medium-sized exporters not to limit their discussions to pricing issues. Although pricing is a key factor in any business transaction, exporters should give more attention to the full range of marketing factors. They should stress the strengths of their forms and products and match them with the perceived needs of the buyers. Once these issues have been covered, they can consider the question of price and are able to develop a profitable business.